Friends, perhaps many of you know that I spent most of my last week in El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico, on an immersion experience of the immigration crisis, along with 15 other priests. Our goal was to understand the immigration issue from up close, to express solidarity with the immigrants, to visit them at the various refugee shelters in El Paso and Juarez, and to pray at the border with Bishop Mark Seitz of El Paso and other religious leaders. Now, it is not possible for me in these few minutes to capture my experience in any detail, and I will probably write about this later. However, what truly figured this reflection were the readings for this weekend. And I have to confess that the Word of God has in very rare occasions spoken to me as powerfully as this weekend. Here are my 3 points for today. First of all, James, in today's second reading, concludes his reflection by saying, "Did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him?" Did you hear that? Did God not choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs to the kingdom? The most important thing I learned from the detained immigrants is this: that they have lost their families, their home, their land, their belongings, and their dignity, but they have not lost their faith. I met very poor and deprived people over the last week, people whose faith puts my faith to shame. They believe in the God of Isaiah, who says to them in today's first reading, "Be strong, fear not, here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you." They believe, honestly, these folks believe that just as God saved God's people in Egypt, and just as Jesus set us free from our sins, that God will save them. This I believe, that as always, God is on the side of the poor. And so must I. Whether I'm in the confessional or at the border, God calls me to tell the people, "Be strong, fear not, here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you." Secondly, James, once again in today's second reading, gives us very practical things for thought. Remember last week he said to us, "Religion that is pure in the eyes of God the Father is this, to care for the widows and the orphan and to remain unstained in the world." This week, James says, "If a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person in shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say, 'Sit here, please,' while you say to the poor one, 'Stand there or sit at my feet,' have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs?" These days I'm examining my own attitudes, because I am one of those people who makes distinctions. After my experience in El Paso and Juarez, I realized that I'm one of those people who welcomes the rich and powerful and discards the poor. I am one of those people who judges wrongly. I am the one who needs conversion. Dear God, I pray, dear God, please forgive me for being partial in my judgments. Thirdly, let me come to the gospel reading. In the gospel reading, Jesus heals this deaf and mute man in the region of Decapolis. Now, on the periphery, this seems to be a very benign act, just another one of Jesus' healings. But the readers of Mark's time knew that there were details that carry deep meaning. Decapolis was pagan territory. This means that most probably this deaf and mute man was a pagan. Risking every purity law, Jesus reached out, touched his ears, put his hands in his mouth, and healed him. Folks, while at the border, I held the hands of another man on the other side of the border. Like Jesus, I want to be the one who sees communion more than barriers. Like Jesus, I want to bring people together than separate them. Just as Jesus showed no partiality with that pagan man, I want to be the same. So what do you think? What do you think God is saying to you through these readings? What will you do? I hope the Spirit of God inspires each one of us to think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, and act like Jesus. Amen.